Shimmy, shimmy, shake. Shimmy, shimmy, shake.
You're just too cute.
It's the Vero and Ciders on yet another wonderful Wine Wednesday. Happy that you're able to tune in with us on your drive home. Amanda Valencia, Tillery, in the studio with the ladies of the Caliber Home Loan team. They are trusted sponsors of the show to help us navigate our home mortgage endeavors. With that in mind, before we had gone to break, we were discussing how things have changed in the world of home mortgages.
Absolutely. Drastically.
Yeah. And I've been to a number of seminars and speaking engagements where they're saying, hey, it's going to be a minimum of 45 days out unless they're a cash buyer. And these are some things that you need to prepare your clients for. Ladies, what say you?
So, you know, the thing is, yeah, mortgage is ever changing. The fact that we have the experience under our belt, I think it would be hard to be brand new in this industry right now because the years of experience have helped us kind of go through the treacherous waters. Because the thing is, yes, there's a lot of change. October 3rd, everything changed. It's this you know, kind of nasty word called TRID. And everybody who's heard it, you know, is scared of it. Rather than being scared of it, we've embraced it. It's not that different. It's just, you know, honestly, it's helping the client be more informed before they get to the closing table.
That's valuable.
The client has to have our bottom line drop dead fees at least 3 days before closing. I don't think that's too much to ask. I mean, sure, mortgage is still mortgage and appraisals could have issues or insurance could come in higher or let's say an inspection doesn't come in quite as well as we had hoped. But, you know, at the end of the day, our goal is to take the guesswork out of it for you, to let our realtors know that, you know, they can trust our years of experience working together and that we're going to find the right solution for the people that we work with. And, you know, we want to do it in a down-to-earth approach, make it real.
And I think it's also allowed people to become more proactive.
True.
Of getting us, you know, if we're asking for information, there's more of a sense of urgency. Everyone has that sense of urgency.
And so if it's done right, and if they are listening to your recommendations and procuring the things that you ask of them, 30 days is still realistic.
Absolutely.
I mean, we just did one, you know, again, we talk about the good ones, right? But
I love bragging about the good stuff.
I do too. And, you know, the it was weird. The month of December seemed to come and go so quickly. And
sure did.
With the hurricanes. With the holidays, we almost had a hurricane just the other day, which is crazy.
Tornado winds.
January.
It was crazy. I know.
But with the holidays, you know, it was a very weird month because you didn't know who was working, who wasn't working. But, you know, we submitted a loan right before New Year's and we got the closing disclosure out on a purchase. On the 15th, last Friday. And that's well within
the
30 days.
Wow.
Now, again, we don't want to create haste or unrealistic expectations, but it can certainly be done.
That's really exciting. Now, there's more to just mortgages than say, a first-time home buyer. What are some of the options that Caliber brings to the table? Because there's a lot of our listeners that own a number of homes or might be interested in refinancing. These are all things that Caliber can help with.
Absolutely. And, you know, we can help with refinancing. We help with investment purchases. We have a lot of programs that are portfolio, what we call their in-house to Caliber. They're our programs.
So it's our underwriters reviewing it. It's all within Caliber. It's not us brokering out to three different companies who have some niche program.
Right.
We were the first company to securitize a portfolio loan on the open market. That's a big deal post the crash. So that's kind of exciting. And to Lucy's point, like, fun fact, if you're buying an investment property, did you know, Anna, that you can use the proposed rent to help offset that payment?
Really?
Even if you don't have it rented, of course, because you're buying a property, you can't rent it. You don't own it.
Right.
So we're going to get a proposed rent from the appraiser who does the appraisal on the property. And we're going to use that to help qualify the person to purchase that.
Brilliant.
Home.
Yeah. So it's little fun facts like that that, you know, it's not
it
the
gets
same
the gears
everywhere.
Turning for our listeners because we all have our fingers in something. aside from what we do on a daily basis.
Well, and think about
and
it.
Hopes for them.
Rent. The price of rent has gone up, especially in Indian River County. Price of rent.
The average rent in Indian River County right now is anywhere from $1,500 to $1,800.
And now you think about it, you know, a lot of families are going to be getting back their tax refunds.
This is that time. And, yeah, it's in the near future.
We can do, you know, minimum down payment loans of 3%, 3.5%. That's first, last,
and security
on rent can be used for a down payment.
And this is the one time a year, let's face it, you know, money's tight. We have a lot of expectations with our monthly budgets. But, you know, tax refunds really are, you know, working families one opportunity to have lump sum savings throughout the year. So before you go out and spend that money, et cetera, make an appointment for, you know, just to see what your options are so that maybe you're not a homeowner today, but maybe by the end of the year, that's your goal and let's work on it. I mean, Lucy and I have both, you know, we certainly, not all of our clients are like this, but I've worked with some clients and it was a happy darn day, but I've worked with some clients for 3 years. I know Lucy has too with the local SHIP program. And it's so gratifying to know that this is the biggest day of their lives, obviously. Aww. The birth
and
of their...
And to be part of that.
Yeah.
It has to be so touching. And two, one of the things, we spoke with a gentleman and he was talking about being able, going into his retirement age, being able to refinance his home. What are some of the reasons that people might want to refinance?
Well, one of the main reasons that we see is debt consolidation.
Okay.
There's also home improvement.
True.
Interest rates. It might be someone who, you know, purchased a home several years ago when interest rates were, at that time, seemed low at 6.25%, but now they're at 4.25%.
So just to give you a, you know, an idea, you know, the Fed raised their rates. Everybody kind of was worried because it hadn't happened in so long, so they bumped them in the past couple of weeks. It didn't affect mortgage rates. Now, do they think that rates are going to climb? Sure, absolutely. This year they're going to climb. They're still in the 4% range. They're incredible. So
our Kitty was talking about years ago in the 70s, her parents were paying interest of like 13%.
Absolutely.
And I bought my first house in 2003 and I got a 7-1 ARM at 6.875. And that was a good rate at that time.
My first home was 10.5%. And that was a great rate.
So those would be great examples yes. of why you would want to refinance.
Yeah. And the thing is, too. Things have changed. So now, let's say that someone experienced a short sale a couple years ago. Maybe they weren't able to look at refinancing or doing anything, or maybe they had a derogatory event a couple years ago. Well, maybe they had a bankruptcy. Now they're able to because enough time has lapsed, but you won't know unless you call us and at least figure out if you're
in the
best
water.
Right, and
financial
then also
situation.
Someone who might have purchased a home several years back with minimum down payment. With values now going up, they have more equity. A lot of people have loans that have what's called mortgage insurance,
yes.
PMI.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now the values have gone up, so maybe they can refinance to remove that mortgage insurance.
I'm so glad you said that, Lucy.
I actually just did. I did just closed one, actually a former client who found me, and we removed his mortgage insurance, mm-hmm. lowered his rate, lowered his term, so he has less years to pay, and he's paying less monthly than he was.
Brilliant.
Win-win-win.
Well, and that's the thing. Even clients who bought, like, via FHA 3-4 years ago, I've got two clients right now that were refinancing them out of the FHA. And again, FHA is a wonderful product. It got them in the house. Now they're able to refinance to a conventional, get rid of that mortgage insurance. Even if, let's say that the value's not 100% as high as they thought that they needed, we can do loans over 80% with no mortgage insurance. And I think people don't realize that. So let's say that it didn't appraise and they're now at 90%. We still have a place for them to get rid of mortgage insurance.
Which is a huge savings.
And refinance. You know, maybe they need cash out to buy that investment property because they want to, you know, get into the landlord business. And again, what better time to think about, you know, yes, there's 100 people that need to have housing, and 100, but people need housing, period, end of story. And
there will be a
the
line.
Inventory is
low,
very,
low,
very low.
Mm-hmm.
And so people have to live somewhere. So being a landlord or a homeowner for a primary residence, you know, now's the time.
And then when, you know, the storms start up north, you start getting those people who want
to get
their second
influx.
Home secured mm-hmm. in the warmer climate.
I personally, as White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery, love our winter guests that come down and make investment purchases in condos and the like, because those are definitely folks who are saying, I'm not moving that sofa up five flights of stairs or in an elevator. I'll call the professionals.
Right.
They'll be in and out in minutes, and it's going to look great. That is, of course, a great little plug for our sponsor, White Glove Moving, Storage, and Delivery. Where I tell you what, it's one of those really gratifying things. Just like you say, when you work with someone for a while and then you help them achieve their dream of home ownership, it's really gratifying for us when we have families or even seniors for that matter that are moving on to this next stage of their life, whether they're upsizing or downsizing. Yet the actual moving process itself is quite challenging and overwhelming for a lot of folks.
Well, and I forgot to tell you, you guys did that for my grandmother in her assisted living.
Oh, did so we, Shannon? Do tell all of our listeners.
She moved actually from one room of the assisted living to the other. What they don't tell you is that they don't cover that once that she's in there. So you guys actually moved her from her apartment to assisted living, but then also within the same assisted living to a new room. And we as the family, with as many things as you have to deal with elderly grandparents, et cetera, we didn't have to think about that. That was huge. So I didn't realize before that was a part of your business, but that was huge.
Well, I'm glad that at that time it came in and it was a handy solution. In fact, I have little goosebumps right now because that is one of our most gratifying experiences, to help the family so that they can focus on their loved one and not deal with the logistics of the heavy lifting. And within communities such as that, those senior communities, there is a lot of inner moving because they go mm-hmm. from one phase to the next phase to the next phase. And A, that means you found a good community because they offer that. They still see the familiar faces. And one of the things, just to let our listeners know, because this might happen. In fact, a lot of the young people that we work with, we are actually working with them on behalf of their parents or grandparents. And we take pictures of the existing rooms and then try and reassemble the new room so that it mimics the old room as much as possible.
So it's not that big of a change.
Right.
Because that's a big stress, even though we may not kind of think about it. So, yeah.
Yeah, well said, well said. Listen, I have the ladies at Caliber Home Loan. We're talking about home ownership, the ability to refinance, the different products that Caliber Home Loans of the Treasure Coast brings to the table. They're located in Miracle Mile right here in Vero Beach by the Bonefish Grill. We have more in store with where to go, what to try, and how to give back in Indian River County. So don't go anywhere.
A-plus rated with Angie's List and Better Business Bureau. You'll have peace of mind every time when using White Glove, plus free estimates. The Buggy Bunch says White Glove moved our office. It was great. Beth Mitchell of Sebastian Chamber said it was the best move of her life. Steve Schlitt of Coldwell Banker Paradise says we use White Glove at the office and personally.
866-GLOVE-10.
Smooth hair with Cobalt Keratin. Amazing color with Goldwell Master Stylist and owner, Melissa Schreiber. Blowouts, precision cuts, and more. All at prices you can afford. Visit the Hair Studio of Vero, the only premium salon in South Vero in the Publix Plaza at Oslo Road. Call 772-999-2652 to schedule your appointment today.
Melissa here. Come see me and my growing team for hair that will amaze for days at the Hair Studio of Vero. 772-999-2652.
Doctors Roger Meyer and Robert Reinauer are here to serve you when you face diseases of the retina, macular degeneration, or you require diabetic eye care. They'll care for your eyes utilizing the latest medical techniques, diagnostic and surgical equipment. If you are under treatment for any of these issues, see the doctors at New Vision Eye Center for a second opinion. Your eyesight is worth it. New Vision Eye Center is located across from Indian River Medical Center. Call 772-257-8700 or visit newvisioneyecenter.com. New Vision Eye Center offers bladeless laser cataract surgery. Doctors Paul Minotti and Stephen Tate want you to be fully informed about all of the options available to you when it's time for your cataract surgery. We offer a gentle bladeless computer-guided procedure. This technology delivers unsurpassed accuracy and precision. When it's time for cataract surgery, make the move to the Cataract Institute at New Vision Eye Center in Vero Beach.
Riverside Theater presents The Comedy Zone, one of the largest comedy club networks in America. The Comedy Zone showcases some of the funniest comedians in the country. This weekend, Riverside Theater is the place for uproarious adult stand-up comedy. Don't miss the fun this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 and 9:30 p.m. Call 231-6990 or go to riversidetheater.com. The Comedy Zone, this weekend at Riverside Theater, sponsored by Premier Beverage and Spring Hill Suites by Marriott. Riverside Theater presents The Comedy Zone.
We're in the home stretch, folks. Another wonderful Wine Wednesday, the 21st of January, where this day in history, 1970, the Boeing 747 made its first commercial flight from New York to London for Pan American.
Interesting.
Right? My son is an aviation buff at 9 years old. He is dedicating his life to becoming a pilot, so I figured he'd like that one. And in addition to, in 2003, so we're looking at 13 years ago, it was announced by the U.S. Census Bureau that the Hispanic population had surpassed the African-American population for the first time.
Crazy.
I know. So that was 13 years ago. I think that that says volumes because I myself am half Hispanic. And it's a funny running joke that my ex-husband and I have, because when I went into labor with our son 9 years ago, I was in and out in 3 hours. Boom. Easiest thing ever. He says, it must be something with the Hispanic population. You all just are doing this so quick and easy. I don't know. It's a gift.
3 hours.
3 hours, start to finish.
God bless America.
It was beautiful. Sign me up for the epidural. Not here for an Emmy. Let's do this.
I
done.
Love it.
Oh, it was perfect. It was so easy. And notice how I'm a one and doneer, though. Yeah. Don't want to try that again. It was just perfect the first time.
You don't want to ruin that experience and that
right.
memory.
It was a high note. There's a couple of upcoming events and some fun facts I'd like to share. And then we're going to talk about how all of our listeners can get in touch with Caliber Home Loans for all of their home mortgage needs with a variety of programs that you offer with lots of in-house stuff, which is super unique, of course. January is National Soup Month.
Soup.
I am a connoisseur of soup. If Kitty were here, she would be sure to boast about
You're
that.
You're always boasting about their soup specials.
I love Kitty's soup. And in fact, I made some homemade soup this past weekend that was to die for, with fresh kale, onion, carrot. It was like a superfood soup that just, I mean,
Do
I did
love
laps.
Kale?
I love kale.
I want to love kale.
You love it kale. A lot more with salt and garlic.
My
I know
grandson, I do. Jackson, loves kale.
If you can get a child to eat kale, it's like better than
we're
spinach.
We're at a restaurant. Kale chips?
Yeah.
I've made kale chips.
Did you like it?
They were good, but they had a lot of oil and salt. So.
And you baked it?
Yeah.
Yeah, see?
We were at a restaurant and they asked Jackson if he wanted french fries and he said, do you have kale?
Oh my goodness. That's a moment that you will always remember. That's too cute. But with it being National Soup Month, just take the opportunity to try a new soup. If it sounds awkward, it might be the best soup you ever did have. The combinations can be so unique. It's enlightening,
I've
really.
I've got to get to Kitty's place.
She does amazing soups. Amazing. A lobster Thai bisque is always on the menu.
Ooh.
You must experience it. That's just one thing I have to say. Also, today is National Squirrel Appreciation Day.
Today.
Mm-hmm. Growing up, I had a pet squirrel that always came to my grandmother's house, and we'd feed him peanut butter on top of a saltine cracker. His name was Jax. Now that I know that's National Squirrel Day, I remember him. It's just a little something. May I tell you a quick story?
Absolutely.
I had a hawk in my yard. And I'm walking my dog, and I hear, phoom, poof. I'm like, what is that noise? I look, the hawk swooped down, carried a squirrel, and then brought it to its babies in the nest for dinner.
Ooh.
Yep. It was like National Geographic, and before my eyes, that squirrel is not participating in National Squirrel Appreciation Day. but he went to a good cause for the hawk and her babies.
Oh, I cracked myself up.
All right. In just a couple of weekends, it's Garden Fest. This is an amazing experience. Both White Glove Moving and Storage, as well as Pac Mail Beachside, will be on site to help with all of the delivery and shipping needs that may come about. There's lots of large garden sculptures. There's lots of really unique plants and seeds, different things. This is a 3-day event. Really, really worth the effort to come down. It's always encouraged to bring a little wagon or some sort of pull behind so that you can load up with these unique plants that come from all over the state, even some throughout the country.
And where is that held?
It's held in the same place as Under the Oaks, which will be mid-March. So right next to the Riverside Theater. Mm-hmm. That's February 6th and 7th. Preview on the 5th. So this is a really fun event, and again, we appreciate being able to be that on-site shipping and delivery service as White Glove and Pac Mail. Also, a quick plug for a unique event. It came for the first time last year. It's sponsored in part by the Johns Island Foundation. It is the Asbury Short Film Concert. Similar to the Short Film Festival, but it's not in Cannes, and it's not nearly as elaborate, but it is held at the Vero Beach Museum. It is a phenomenal event. I bet that my producer, Haley, would be a big fan of something like this. These short films are award-winning, and it'll be the first time that it'll be viewed by our audience. So this is the second annual. Both White Glove and Pac Mail are proud sponsors of the event. But on February 13th, there are two viewing opportunities, 1:30 in the afternoon, as well as 7 p.m. Tickets are only $15, and they are selling out quickly. In fact, I think that there's only about 40 tickets left.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so the museum only has X amount of seating available, but that's going to be February 13th. It's also National Mentoring Month. So take this time to lead by example, right? And one of the things that we are talking about today is how to be responsible with the lump sums that we may be getting in the next few weeks as a result of our tax returns. Let's hope we make good choices, as well as trying to be more conscientious of the decision making that we put forth for 2016. Should it be home ownership or reinvesting in our homes through equity that we can do with refinancing for upgrades and the like? So with that being said, I have our two newest sponsors of the program, Shannon Pohl and Lucy Krenker of Caliber Home Loan. They have a whole team of really attractive ladies. I don't know if that was handpicked or what, but job well done.
Thank you.
These ladies really are a dynamic group that put forth a lot of different programs and different ways to help make homeownership a reality or a easier process. In summary, what are some of the things that our listeners need to do? Obviously, they're going to want to check out your website, and they're going to want to call for a complimentary conversation.
Absolutely. And they can reach us at 844-GO-CALIBER.
GO-CALIBER.
That's with
an
ER.
And that's with an ER.
Mm-hmm.
And our website is
CaliberTreasureCoast.com. We're missing our loan officers that are not with us today, Jessica Kuritz and Tara Fadden. So we've got a great group of ladies. We also have production assistants and, again, a processor in our office. So without the sum of the parts, we wouldn't be as successful. So, you know, we're just really appreciative of the team. You know, what I would say is, you know, one thing, you know, doesn't have to do with lending, but If you're a home buyer, use a realtor. We have some of the best local realtors.
Well said.
And it doesn't cost a buyer a dime. I think that many people might not realize the seller pays the commission when they buy a house. So it's just a perk for a buyer. You're going into it so much more professionally when you use a local realtor.
And you have that realtor looking out for your interests, making sure that you're getting into a legitimate contract.
So true. And with valuable connections. And that's huge in this marketplace. If you want more information on these ladies, you can visit theveroinsider.com. Of course, quick shout outs for our other sponsors. Foxy Nails, I went this weekend. Bam!
Look
at that
beautiful
sparkle.
I definitely need to go make a visit.
Got a little love decal on the pedicure toad. The hair studio of Vero Beach. I'm telling you, if you're looking for an affordable, that's Melissa. Mm-hmm. Her mother is a local realtor, very savvy in the industry. Visit the Hair Studio Vero, Oslo and US 1. Make your appointment. And don't forget the fact that there is Garden Fest as well as the Asbury Short Film and the Beer and Wing Fest on February 20th, where there will be over 175 craft beers. Visit TheVeroInsider.com. Until next week, ciao.